Yeah.
Okay. Good morning, family. It's really good to be here. Oh, you you'll get used to me. I try not to manifest when thank you, but that I can feel the presence of the Lord falling. Gosh, and that worship was amazing. One of the things that the Lord was showing me in the worship, first of all, I could feel the Lord bringing us corporately into His sanctuary. Wow, into the Holy of Holies. Gosh. And the message that the Lord put into my spirit for you today, it's really a revelation, is He kept saying to me, it was sort of entitled, because He kept saying to me, I'm inviting them into my love. So there is an invitation that's coming from Jesus today to all of us, for this to go beyond a meeting into a place where we're actually going to encounter the presence of the Lord. Whoa. And where He's going to reignite our hearts. Whoa. Give us fresh touch of His love, a fresh impartation of Him, and change us. Whoa, Jesus. So before I start, the other thing was that the Lord kept showing me the mercy seat. And He was beckoning me to come in, and the invitation is for all of us to come in and to touch the mercy seat today, the place of authority and mercy and the compassion of our God. And the Lord's saying, whatever it is that you need today, whatever breakthrough you need in your lives, whether it's a deeper, I know many of us right now have just got this hunger for more of God, for the reality of the presence of God, for true intimacy to break into our lives, whether it's that, because there is a grace for that today. Whoa. Or whether it's relationships, whether it's whatever it is we're struggling with, if it's internal bondage in our lives, if it's financial breakthrough, the Lord is going. He's saying, come to the mercy seat and obtain mercy for your lives and come into a place of breakthrough. Whoa. I'm going to share, rather than do a sort of traditional preach, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share some three encounters that the Lord's put on my heart that He's blessed me with in my own journey. Primarily what the Lord's done in my life is He's brought me into a place where I walk in the Spirit as His bride in an identificational place for us corporately. And so what I share is for all of us. And I walk in a forerunning capacity as the Lord encounters me. It's very personal, but there is a corporate application all the time. And it's specifically the encounters that the Lord's asked me to share this morning are to do with our corporate identity as the Bride of England. Whoa. But I pray that you won't just hear stories and things that were personal to my life, but actually that as I share, you will receive impartation, because this is our corporate reality. I also felt that the Lord wants to shift our mindsets, that there's been a lot of natural realm pressure, obviously, with all of the financial meltdown, everything that people are walking in. There's a lot of report coming from the natural realm of this is reality, and it's not. And also a lot of activity in the second heaven, obviously, where there is a battle for the identity and the life of this nation in the spirit realm. But what the Lord wants to do today is He wants to shift us back through into the third heaven perspective, so that from a place of encountering His love in the sanctuary, in the place where all knowledge dwells, that we will gain fresh perspective and we will rise up through experiential intimacy today back into true perspective, come in agreement with the Lord over what He's doing, how He sees things to be. Whoa, and we will enter into breakthrough and we'll begin to move back into that place of dominion authority that the Lord wants us to be in. But out of intimacy, out of a renewed understanding of our identity. I mean, obviously, we're all to a degree walking in that, but the Lord's, I just feel the jealous, yearning desire of God to have us with Him and to break us through into the realm where He is afresh. So if that's all right with you guys, that's what I feel is a snapshot of what the Lord wants to do this morning. So what I'd like to do is just start in prayer and press in. And then just wait, just press in together and until we connect, until we come, we actually feel experientially, I feel the Lord wants to release angels. I want to really invite the Holy Spirit to come, but to press in until we get this breakthrough. Don't leave here today without having touched the presence of God, without shifting. Don't go home without having experienced that shift, because that's what's on offer from the Lord today. So as I'm sharing, please listen to the Holy Spirit. This is not about me. I'm a normal person, just like everybody else. This is the Lord's graced my life with some of with understanding of who He is. But this is for all of us. This isn't for one or two. This is for all of us. And we're moving into a place now where we're going to be walking at a new level experientially with the Lord. I keep also hearing from the Lord that we are about to be awakened at a whole new level with His love. Wow. Wow. The love of God is going to start saturating people. Wow. Whoa, 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 Jesus, whoa. I'm just going to pray. Holy Spirit, we just invite You. We invite You. We invite You to come and invade our lives this morning. Father, we are so hungry and we are so desperate for reality to break in. Father, I ask right now that You would anoint me, Lord, that I would share only that which is on Your heart, Father, and that You would enable the people of God, Your precious, holy people. Lord, I pray that they would receive impartation straight from the throne room this morning, Father. We ask You, Holy Spirit, that would You begin to release the angels in the room. We ask that You would begin to do Your ministry sovereignly, Father. We ask for an awakening by Your Spirit, an awakening in our hearts to the reality of Your fiery, passionate love for us. Bridegroom God, Holy King. Father, You are the King of England. This nation is Yours. The nations are the Lord's. Whoa, whoa, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Father, we ask for a shift today over our lives. We ask for a shift over our families. We ask for a shift over our finances. We ask for a shift over our relationship with You, Father. We ask for a shift in our ability to see You and experience You. We ask that You would begin to release the eye salve in the room, Lord. We ask that You would begin to release the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Lord, fill us, I pray, Holy Spirit, I invite that You would touch each one of us in our inner man right now by Your Spirit and release strength to us so that we can comprehend afresh today, Lord, the height and the breadth and the depth and the width of the love of God, so that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. Jesus, we ask You, Father, that You would bring the angels of breakthrough. Whoa! We ask that You would begin to remove out of our hearts, Lord, fear and doubt and unbelief, Lord. That You would absolutely uproot all the emotional root system, Lord, that is not truth, Father. Everything, whoa, that provides a landing place for the enemy in our lives, Lord, we ask that You will absolutely uproot and begin to root and ground and establish us in Your love this morning, Lord. Father, I ask for a shift in our internal countenance to peace and rest. Whoa, 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 that we would come into such a place of faith. Lord, begin to release that faith that receives everything that heaven wants to release to us, Lord. Impartations of the gift of faith, Lord. Whoa, whoa, Jesus, whoa. That we would be so filled with faith and peace and trust and rest, that we would be able to walk sure of Your goodness, sure of Your love, sure of Your majesty, sure that You uphold all things by the word of Your power. Sovereign Jesus, You are sovereign. You are sovereign. Open eyes, Lord. Open eyes. Whoa, 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 whoa. More, Lord. More presence. More presence. Whoa. More of Your presence, Lord. Whoa. Whoa, holy. Whoa, Jesus. your bride filled, Lord. Filled with truth, filled with the love of God, filled with the love of God. Filled with faith. I just feel that. Just press in for that. Lord, we thank you for impartations of the gift of faith now, Lord. Wow. All over the room, Father. Bring our hearts higher. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow, Jesus. Jesus. Just stay in that place of worship, of being engaged with the Spirit while I'm speaking. Let this whole time now be intercession, be you and Jesus. Whoa. What the Lord said to me was that he wanted to release an invitation to us today. Excuse me if I'm walking with my eyes closed part of the time and open part of the time, but I find it easier to see in the Spirit with my eyes closed, and I just have such a passion for you to receive everything that God's got today, so I don't want to do anything that hinders that flow. So, when the Lord said to me that he wanted to release an invitation for people to come into his love, he started to speak to me about a mikveh. And for I know now, but I didn't know obviously at one point what a mikveh was. And in the ancient and present day Jewish betrothal customs, part of the preparation process for the bride after she has taken the cup of covenant, which is the point where her husband to be passes her a cup. And as she drinks from the cup, she is effectively legally entering into marriage covenant with him, which is a picture of the Last Supper as well, of obviously what the Lord Jesus did for us when he gave the cup of covenant to his disciples. The disciples understood the Jewish betrothal language that the Lord was using. And he was, whoa, whoa. He was, whoa, whoa, whoa. Legally binding himself to his disciples, to us, through the cup of covenant. Whoa, and as we take the cup and as, whoa, his disciples took the cup, we were saying yes to God's invitation to be one with him forever. Whoa, Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you that today we will recommit our lives. We will rededicate ourselves to you, Lord. And we say it all over again. Yes, Lord, yes, yes. We want to be with one with you forever. Wow, Jesus. Sometime after the cup of covenant has been drunk between the bride and bridegroom. Gosh, thank you, Lord. I just need to say something else that the Holy Spirit's putting on my heart. The Lord says, at that point, the wife, ho, has come under the terms of the contract, the marriage contract. Jesus, thank you, Lord. And so is therefore able to use her husband's name, even though the marriage hasn't been fully consummated, and that the husband and wife now go into a time of separation. He goes back to his father's house to prepare the wedding chamber, the bridal chamber. Again, Jesus has gone back. He rose from the dead. He purchased us with the bride price of his blood. He went back, whoa, Jesus, to our Father's house to prepare rooms for us to come back and take us at the fullness of time. And from the point where he married himself to us and left us with the marriage covenant, the terms of the marriage, which is the New Testament or the New Covenant, whoa, sealed in his blood, he enabled us, just as is in the case of the Jewish betrothal customs, he enabled us to have the use of his name. Jesus. The Lord's saying today, just to be aware of that, meditate on that truth. We have the legal right in Jesus to use his name. Whoa, what does his name bring to us? All authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus. All authority to tread on the head of snakes and scorpions, to cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. The word says that all of our needs are met. All of our needs are met through his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. His riches in glory, in glory. Whoa, the enemy fights us very hard in the area of our ability to see. If we see who we are, if we get it, and we know this, but I'm reminding you of truth you already know, when we get it and we see third heaven perspective, who our God really is, what he really has done for us, who we are in Christ Jesus, the enemy loses all agreement. He loses all agreement with our lives because the only power he has is deception, is where we will agree with his deception and his lies. Whoa. So, of course, his fight is to keep us displaced, disconnected from the Holy Spirit, from the presence of Jesus, because that's the place of all truth. And out of oneness with our God, we have all authority in Jesus, in Jesus. And the Lord wants to reconnect us to the reality and take us wherever we are, deeper, deeper into the revelatory understanding, the knowledge of who our Lord actually is and who we actually are. And to be able, out of love relationship with him, to rule and to reign in the earth realm. The Lord upholds all things by the power of his word. By the power of his word. It's by his spirit that he establishes all things. When the word and the spirit come together, it releases life. Eternal life. Whoa. And the Lord's saying that the enemy has been working very hard to keep us in victim mindsets because of the weight of the circumstances that have come on us in the natural realm. And the warfare that's come against our lives. But he is bringing us through as the head, not the tail. He works all things into conformity with the counsel of his will. Nothing surprises him. Nothing is outside of his control. Nothing is outside of the redemptive power of his blood to bring all things into conformity with the counsel of heaven's will. But he will use everything. So, Father, we just thank you for the use of your name, your name, your name. Thank you, Lord. And when the cup of covenant has been drunk, the bride goes, and part of her preparation process, is that she is mikvahed. Now, I was looking up what a mikvah involves, because when I was praying for today and asking the Lord what he wanted to release here, he kept showing me a bath. It was like a big square cross between a swimming pool and a bath. And he was saying, I want my people to be mikvahed. And so I looked up and I found pictures of a mikvah. And traditionally, the mikvah in Israel always had to be with living water. And that the bride-to-be would go into the mikvah and she would be washed and cleansed. And it also obviously speaks of our baptism, our water baptism. She is washed and she is cleansed of all of the dirt. She's prepared for her husband. And in the spirit, this is about being washed and an invitation today to come afresh to Jesus and to be washed and cleansed. It's like a new beginning. The Lord's saying, just prepare yourself for a new beginning. Whoa. Washed and cleansed. Cleansed by the blood of Jesus and by the living water of God, of unbelief and fear and doubt and bitterness and unforgiveness and all the stuff that comes around our hearts. And the Lord's saying, today I want to mikvah you. Whoa. One of the encounters that I had was to do with this. In about, I think it was August 2000, I was in a holy, oh Jesus. I was in a very difficult place in my life. I was going through a divorce. My daughter, who's here, beautiful Faith, she was about 2 years old, I think. Yeah, 3 years old-ish. And I'd started working for a company, which is another story for another time, but a group of Christians that had a heart after God to build a business that was according to the value system of heaven, using kingdom principles to establish a trading vehicle that would be righteous and be all about the presence of God in the marketplace. So we were on a learning curve. It was a technology. It's still going today. It's a technology business. And in the August of 2000, the dot-com bubble burst, if you remember, and all of our investors said stop. And long story short, we had to make about 25 of our friends redundant, and it was a very, very hard time. In the middle of that, I was going through a divorce, adjusting to all of that, I'm sharing this so that to just help some of you maybe who are in really difficult times to have hope of what God can actually do. I was absolutely broken emotionally. I'd come out of many years of difficulty as well, so it was one of the most difficult things I've ever gone through in my life. In the middle of all of this, Jesus started to visit me, and he started, whoo, whoo, whoo. Now, I'm not advocating divorce. Divorce is the last option, believe me. It's the last option. It's harder than difficult marriage. But in some instances, the Lord permits it, you know, and he takes the ashes of our lives and he brings something glorious out of them, you know, praise God. But he started to visit me, and he visited me. I'd been saved in 1994, so I had been walking with the Lord for a while, but this was a whole other level. And what the Lord started to do was he began to visit me and reveal the aspect of his identity to me as our bridegroom God. And I started to go through the process of the Song of Solomon, literally experientially. I would go into work every day, and our boardroom became our prayer room. And I would literally lie on the floor in the presence of God, and he would be there. And he started to just literally take me through a whole... it hasn't stopped really, but initially that was it was romance with God. And in his presence, I started to get healed. Emotionally, I was delivered of demonic strongholds, mindsets. He began to... literally, he would teach me truth, and I would, as the living word, and I would find it in scripture afterwards. And Jesus wants to do this for all of us. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He wants us to walk in the experiential knowledge of God. One of the first things that happened, which is the first encounter I wanted to share with you, was a mikveh. I didn't know at the time that's what was happening, but the Lord came to me physically in the spirit, if I can use that terminology. He was as real as you are sitting there to me. Whoa, Jesus. And he took me and laid me down in a bath. I don't have words to adequately describe the intensity and beauty of the experience with the Lord. And obviously, he's a God of love. And so the love was pouring out of him and imparting into me. And he took me under the waters, and it was oil. And he lifted me out of the waters. And as I came up out of the waters, he imparted onto me the oil of joy, which is the strength of God. Whoa, which is also what I believe the Lord wants to release to people. As I came out of the waters, I literally went into God. I became one with him. And I went into an experience that some of the mystics would call like an ecstasy, a holy, pure ecstasy. Just incredible, where I was, the end of me ceased to exist. I'm struggling to find language to explain it, but I lost all awareness of self and just became completely God-centered. Whoa, 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 Jesus. And I was completely set apart unto the Lord, completely sanctified. And obviously in those incredible experiences with the Lord, you're receiving so much of his virtue and his nature into you. It feels like being whole. But obviously you come out of it and you notice there's still bits of you that are there. You know, but it's the encounters, it's the times in his presence that fast forward the transformation process within us. And that's what I believe the Lord wants to do today. Whoa. He wants to change us. We're being taken from glory to glory, being brought forth in the likeness of Jesus, and that's what he wants to do. He wants us to, he wants to release an activation of the ability to live going from glory to glory in his presence. Whoa, Jesus. There were two more which I'll just move through quickly because I'm just feeling so much the Holy Spirit just to give people an opportunity to respond. Whoa, to rededicate our lives. Whoa. So I want to give maximum time for that. But I'll just share the other two because I'm really feeling that the Lord wants to shift our perspective, really shift our perspective. Sige, as the bride of Christ in England. Gosh, there's a lot of angelic activity in the room. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. And please, again, as I'm talking, hear my heart, listen to the Holy Spirit. This is not about me, this is about us. And what I share is our corporate reality. Jesus, come. More, Lord. Second encounter was when the Lord took me to heaven. Holy. And as I went in, he took me into the throne room, and I was so shocked at being there. It was completely overwhelming. For the first few split seconds of standing there, I was standing in the entrance of the throne room. I could see Jesus in front of me on the throne. There was a whole company of people on my right-hand side. They were absolutely full of light and glowing with the glory. And the presence of God was so thick in the room. And I stood there, extremely self-conscious, feeling like I was standing in rags, like a little, not an orphan, but just like a little, you know, just completely in rags and tiny. And I was frozen to the spot. I was so terrified. Ooh. I couldn't move. And Jesus moved me forward to the front of the throne to be in front of him. And I was so overwhelmed by his love. He was sitting on the throne in front of me, and he was letting me see him as he has a number of times as a Jewish man with black hair, very, you know, Jewish features, but the light that comes off him and out of his eyes is love, and it hits you in waves because he's love. And the love was so incredible. I knelt down on the steps in front of the throne and wept and was just loving him and crying out in love for him and literally screaming in love because I was free in his presence, empowered by his love to truly worship him with everything that I am, which is how his love activates us. We are inhibited. We become free to... It's just extraordinary. We're caught up into oneness with love. So I was crying and worshipping him. And I reached up, feeling so completely loved by him and confident, but yet at the same time having holy awe for him, but almost now used to my surroundings and not really aware of them, just aware of God. And I reached up and I touched his face. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy. And then the Lord stood up and he turned me round and all there was a thick anointing blanket, looked like a blanket of white light over the top of the room. And at the very end of the room, I could see Queen Esther sitting on a throne. And all the way down the side of the room, I knew in my spirit was a company of Esthers. And Jesus walked me down the room, and I took hold. I mean, and they're people. They looked like people, but they were full of glory, absolutely full of light. And the warmth and the love that was coming from them and the encouragement, it was, I understood it that they were a company of Esthers. I don't know for sure, but probably part of the great cloud of witnesses that are championing us on to finish the race. But that was how it felt, because they were just loving, loving, loving as I walked down and I touched their hands. And then at the end of the room, I fell down on my knees. I was so overwhelmed to see Queen Esther. And then immediately I knew in my spirit that I wasn't sort of worshipping, but I was so overwhelmed, it kind of was a bit. And so I knew I wasn't to do that, so I just got up. And then Jesus he'd obviously taken me back. We both went back up to the throne. And he put a garment on me, which is like a crystal jewel-encrusted robe. And he said, you don't just wear this, this is who you are. And again, because my life is identificational intercession, this is us. This is who we are. We have the authority. Whoa. Who? That we see in the life of Esther, Queen Esther. It's a regal authority to decree out of passionate, romantic love relationship with our bridegroom God. Whoa. Whoa, we have the authority in him to be seated with Christ in heavenly places, the enemy under our feet, arbitrating according to the word of God, but not in a detached, cold, hard way, but in a way that comes from a disposition of rest. Because we know truth, we know who he is, and we know his heart, and we come in agreement with his perspective of reality. So that was the second encounter. And then the third encounter that the Lord took, this is quick. I was in intercession. I won't go into all of the background of that, but there were a group of us together. Shortly after that intercession had been finished with, I went into an encounter with the Lord where it literally felt like being pulled through a vortex. Whoa, up into heaven. It happened very fast, but I literally suddenly was in heaven, sitting next to the Lord, absolutely adorned in the most incredible, beautiful garment, bridal garment. It was like majestic, just beautiful diamonds, crystal, gold. Jesus was there, and I immediately understood in my spirit the identity of our nation, of the corporate bride of England, that she is the glory bride. She is the bride that it will be filled with the love of God, that will know him, and she will be able to set the captives free because of the depth of intimacy that she has with him, that she's a bride that has regal authority. Whoa, whoa. And that was what was happening with her in that encounter. I could feel the regal authority of of the bride of England. Jesus. And why I shared those three was that I felt that what the Lord was saying was that he began my journey into intimacy with him. He initiated it, but he mikvahed me. Now, obviously, we're all in different stages of our walk with the Lord. And I was at the very beginning, really, and I was a very broken bunny. And the Lord sovereignly put me back together. But he did it. Whoa. My life is a journey that is our corporate reality. And I just felt that wherever we're at today, the Lord is issuing this invitation to go deeper, deeper than we've ever been in his love, to get breakthrough for our lives from the secret place. I just want to read this scripture. I just love this scripture. Is it Psalm 77:13? Your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Your way. So everything that he is, everything that he does, everything that he would have us walk in, his way is in the sanctuary. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to bring us into the sanctuary. He wants to bring us back into his presence. He wants to minister to us his love. He wants us to know experientially how the depth of his love for us, to be healed, to be set free, and then to be a conduit of his love to a desperately hurting world and a desperately hurting nation and a desperately hurting church. He wants to break off of us lies, the lies of the enemy. He wants to break us out of agreement with the enemy, where our emotions, where our thoughts have come into agreement with what the circumstances around us are dictating. He wants to break us out of agreement so that we can take dominion again. Whoa, whoa. And the other two encounters that I shared with you are part of the process that follows. He leads us from that place of oneness with him into the place of authority, where we can stand before God and say, you know, on behalf of where, whoever it is, whether it's an individual or a people group or a nation, on behalf of them, God, have mercy, and intercede. Whoa, standing in agreement with who he is. Whoa, and then the last encounter was obviously to impart to you hope and strength and faith of where this is all headed, of who we are as the glory bride, the bride filled with the glory, with the fullness of the stature of Christ, with all the fullness of God through the revelatory knowledge of his love. Whoa. Whoa, Jesus, thank you, Lord. I just want to give people an opportunity to respond where people just feel they want to go deeper, they want to respond to this, they want to go through mikveh, they want to come through breakthrough. But before I do, I want to start it by praying a couple of prayers, the apostolic prayers from the book of Ephesians. One of the last things I just want to say is that one of the things the Lord's taught us over and over and over on this journey is that worship is our warfare. Worship. Worship. The key to breakthrough holy is worship. Worship. Coming into his presence. Pressing in until we connect to the tangible presence of God, and then decreeing out of that place of encounter truth. And we'll see the circumstances, because all things have to conform in accordance with the counsel of the will of God. And as we speak forth the creator, under the creative power of the Holy Spirit, the word of God, it will shift and change the substance of the natural realm to come into conformity with the will of God, and it will shift the second heaven, because every knee has to bow. The enemy is disarmed. And when we know Jesus and we know the power of his blood and we understand who we are and we're in agreement with him, they have to bow the knee. They have to back off, no matter how troublesome they are. They are defeated. They are disarmed. We need perspective. We need the perspective of heaven. Shiggy, whoa, whoa, Jesus. Okay, Ephesians 1:19, I think it is. I'm going to read four. Actually, I'm going to read three scriptures. Ephesians 1:4, then 1:19, and then 3:16 for all of us. Even, this is from the Amplified, even as in his love he chose us, actually picked us out for himself as his own, in Christ, ho, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, consecrated and set apart for him, and blameless in his sight, even above reproach, before him in love. And that's what I feel the Lord wants to do. Ha. Before the foundation of the earth, the Lord picked us out as his own in Christ, that we should be holy, consecrated and set apart for him, in love, before him, in love. Jesus. And then 117. For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into the mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set-apart ones. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Woe! Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all, for in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus washes Jesus. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory, to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit, himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. May Christ, through faith, actually dwell, settle down, abide, make his permanent home in your hearts. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of it, that you may really come to know practically through experience for yourselves the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through all of your being unto all the fullness of God. You may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. Isn't that amazing? That's what the Lord wants to do. That's what he's inviting us into. It's like beyond what we've known. It's beyond it. We are going to be the manifestation of his glory in the earth. Wow. So who? How are we going to do this? Jesus. Whoa, more Lord, more Lord. I just feel, if this is okay to do, for people to be able to respond, just to come down to the front, maybe if we got any of the worship team left around, if we could maybe just have a little bit of worship going on, if that's okay. Whoa. But I just want to give people, I'm going to go down and just anoint people with oil. But this is really between you and God, just to come back and set yourselves apart for him and let him come in and fill you and make you ready and wash you clean in anticipation of a mighty outpouring of his love, a mighty infilling and impartation of the God of love. Whew. Whoa, Jesus. Whoa. Okay, Just press in, press in. Okay, press in, press in. Do not leave here today without having touched God. Whew. Whoa, whoa, there it is. Angels, Lord, we ask for the breakthrough. Angels, whoa, whoa.